The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. As always, thank you for being with us tonight here in Rochester or wherever you may be listening around the world at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Well, this Saturday, the Western New York Flash will take to the Salem Stadium pitch in a rematch of last year's NWSL title match against Portland, the first home game of the 2014 season. And we'll speak with a member of the Thorns Championship team who is now with the Flash, Courtney Wetzel. We'll have her on in just a moment. And also, the Rhinos picked up their second straight win and second straight clean sheet yesterday, 1-0 over Charleston. Defender Pat McMahon will join us at 7 p.m. to talk about that match. We'll also have all the latest news from around the world of soccer, including today's results in Europe with Dick Howard. And we'll be talking to the editor of Big Apple Soccer, Michael Lewis. Today's a big day as Big Apple Soccer is celebrating their 10th anniversary. So we'll do some reminiscing with Michael Lewis. But right now, joining us from the originating home of the Rochester Lancers and pro soccer in Rochester, the Italian American Sport Club, is our host, Joe Sirianni. Joe, how you doing?
Good, Andrew. Good evening, everyone. And Andrew, this is a place where soccer began, and I'm so glad to be here. But I'm more elated to be with you, and to thank you very much for carrying on the show while I tend to other things over here. But in any event, soccer is already here. Last night was a great game, a great victory for the Rhinos. And I'm looking forward to, this coming Saturday when the Western New York Flash take on the field over there at Salem Stadium. But also, I just want to remind everyone that this Wednesday night at the Italian American Community Center at 150 Frank Dimino Way, we have 300 people that's going to come and see, the new faces, the old faces, and everybody, as far, because we're going to have this welcome home dinner for the Western New York Flash.
It's going to be a great event, Joe, and we'll be there doing some taping and enjoying some delicious Italian food. And I can't wait. It was a great dinner you guys put on for the Rhinos last Wednesday. Compliments to the kitchen staff, the wait staff, and everybody at the Italian American Community Center. And I'm looking forward to this Wednesday there with the Western New York Flash.
Well, us too. I mean, it's just going to be a great event. And that's going to, the food's going to be terrific. The company's going to be even better. And we invite everybody that, listen to our show that if they want to participate, they need to call the Western New York Flash or email them. They're handling everything. And, so far we got 300, reservations for Wednesday event.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great event. And so, Joe, I know that you have some business to take care of at the Sport Club, but we'll see you on Wednesday. And, of course, we'll be there on Saturday to cover the match with the Flash against the Portland Thorns.
Well, Andrew, I just want to congratulate you on your team winning, and also want to congratulate myself on my team winning. And, I'm talking about Chelsea, and I'm talking Juventus. So I thank you very much for all that you do for the Soccer Kick in the Grass, and thank you very, very much for, you know, doing the job that you're doing for our show.
Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next Monday for Cinco de Mayo. It should be a lot of fun.
And by the way, I just want to congratulate you. And, you know, I look up yesterday and I saw you and Joe Giuliano over there. You're doing the college, Joe calling the game. And it was great to see you up there, you know, with the elite.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. I wear my suit more with the Rhinos than I do with work. I hardly ever wear it when I work.
You're going to have to wear the long mutandas from now on because it was pretty cold over there.
Yeah, well, I can't wait till summer when it's too hot.
I know.
Okay, Joe, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew, and thanks to all our listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Joe. Joe Siriano will be back with us next week on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Right now, let's go to our first guest, as you mentioned earlier. She's one of the new members of the Western New York Flash. Came over just before the season started in a trade with the Portland Thorns. And the Flash will be facing the Thorns this Saturday, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this one, a rematch of last year's championship game. We're joined now by Courtney Wetzel. Courtney, thank you for being with us on the show, and welcome to Western New York.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, Courtney, we had Cat Williamson on a couple weeks ago, your teammate from Portland, who was joining you here with the Flash, and we asked her about the transition between Portland and Western New York. How's it been for you as a coming over from the Thorns and now with your new team, the Flash?
Oh, it's been great. It's always hard and takes a while to get to know everyone and different coaching staff and kind of just the team expectations and everything, but overall everyone's been super welcoming and just kind of getting to know the town a little bit. It's a little bit different than the bigger city of Portland, but we're getting acclimated.
And you're a native of the Pacific Northwest from Washington State, and you went to Oregon State. So this is really a big change for you. You were playing it in your home, but of course you were playing close to Rochester, about 4 hours away up in Ottawa in the W League. So I think you've been up to Western New York a few times in your career.
Yeah, it is a lot different. It's definitely a big change for me living out here. Playing in Ottawa definitely helped, and I think that's where I first recognized Aaron from. We've come down and played back when the W League, before this Pro League was available. And so I've been out here a few times, but it's definitely a lot different actually living out here.
What have you found? What is the biggest difference between the Pacific Northwest and living in upstate New York?
Well, first, the weather, I guess, would be a little bit. It snowed a couple of days here. I'm glad we missed all of the heavy snowfall here, but I guess it's flatter here than where I'm from, but it's overall, I mean, they're just pros and cons to both sides, and it's been great here so far.
Well, we're very glad you're here, and you're going to have the best meal of your life in 2 days at the Italian American Community Center. They're going to put out
I've heard it's pretty good.
I'm sure you've heard from the Flash players who have been there. This is the first time they've actually been at the community center, I believe. They've been at the Sport Club, which is a different venue in the past.
Yeah.
But this will be something. I mean, McCall Zerboni and Angela Salem and Renee Meyer were there from the Flash at the Rhinos dinner. So they have experience with the community center.
Yes. I think with the change in venue that there's a lot more people coming and stuff, so it's great to have the support and everything, and I'm actually really excited to meet the fans and everything for that.
Well, as Joe said, there's over 300 people already signed up. It's near a sellout, so it's going to be a packed house at the community center on Wednesday night. But let's talk about the game on Saturday, and the big news that just broke a little while ago was the league has suspended Carly Lloyd for 2 games due to an incident that happened in the Chicago Red Stars match. So we're not going to have Carly in the next couple of games, which is Portland, and then the next game against FC Kansas City, another very tough opponent. So what is the Flash doing to adjust with the absence of Carly Lloyd in the lineup for the next couple of games?
Like you said, it just kind of broke today, and I think everyone was a little bit surprised with that. No one really thought anything about the fouls or anything during the game. And so we'll just kind of have to take that step. We have a week to prepare for this upcoming game, and I'm sure the coaching staff are already going, kind of figuring out a game plan for that. So we'll just have to take it day by day, and I think we'll be ready by Saturday.
I know the fans here in Rochester are very interested about the progress that Abby is making with her orbital bone injury. I heard that she was going to get a mask to order to play. Have you given us any update on that?
I'm the same as you guys. The mask was the plan, but I think it's something up to her, and they'll do. She knows what she needs to do to take care of her face, and that's a bigger priority, I think, is getting that healed up, but hopefully she'll be ready to go by Saturday as well.
Well, we'll certainly find out on Wednesday when we see her at the Italian American Community Center. But let's talk about the Portland Thorns, a team you certainly know very well, playing with them and all of the accolades and the great season that the Thorns had last year. What can we expect to see from them on Saturday? The fans have never get a chance to see Portland play. What can they look for?
I think Portland's a possession-oriented team, and they're looking to kind of create a lot of chances through their midfield, and that's a little bit different, I would say, with Paul Riley's style, and that he's a possession guy. So I think that's their biggest game plan. I think for us, we're going to just focus on what we're wanting to do and how we can take over that game.
I think all the fans, I'm sure, are very excited to see the FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Nadine Angerer of Germany, in goal. Tell you've had a chance to practice with her with the Thorns. What is she like? What kind of a goalkeeper is she compared to, say, a Hope Solo?
I haven't played on the same team as Hope, so I can't compare one or the other to them. Nadine came into camp while we were still in Portland for a week there, and it was just her personality and her desire to, she wanted to be out on the pitch every single day and play, and she just loved the sport, and I think that's the biggest thing that I could take away from her. She just had an upbeat personality and was always just willing to do whatever it took to keep the ball out of the back of the net, and I think especially from a fan perspective, she's a great person to watch and just see her passion and her intensity for the game.
Think of it this way, ladies and gentlemen. The last two FIFA Women's Players of the Year will be on the pitch on Saturday as the Flash face Portland. Nadine Angerer and, hopefully, keep our fingers crossed and knock on wood, Abby Wambach. What a great statement for women's soccer, Courtney. I'm sure you're excited and the team is excited to get out in front of their home fans on Saturday.
It is. It's going to be a great environment. It's somewhat here, and it's a little bit different being here with New York and a different perspective on the field, but we're all looking really forward to it and kind of revenge on that one that got away at the last game of the last season. So this home opener against Portland, it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be very exciting. Well, Courtney, I have to ask the question that every single reporter asks you, so I have to ask it as well, because I'm hoping you give me a good answer, is the dreadlocks. Tell us about why you wear the dreadlocks. Is it because you're a reggae fan? Is it because for whatever reason that you have personally? Tell us about that.
I can't tell you that I'm not going to give you the best answer. I've always just wanted them, and so when I was younger, I would never do it, and then all of a sudden, when I was in college, I was like, I'm going to do it now. This is my only time. So I did it, and I just can't get rid of them yet. So I've just learned to love them, and that's just part of me now.
Well, we had a former member of the Trinidad and Tobago national team on the Rhinos, Tiger Fitzpatrick, who had dreadlocks. And there's a good sized Caribbean community in Rochester, so I'm sure you'll become their favorite player very quickly.
Oh,
just because of the dreads. So, and oh, by the way, also I should mention our great friend of our show who will be at the dinner on Saturday, on Wednesday, Tony DeJuto, owns Top Notch Monogramming. He's a huge reggae supporter, huge soccer supporter, so I think you're going to be a favorite of his as well. You'll get a chance to meet him on Wednesday.
Perfect. I look forward to it.
Well, Courtney, again, thank you for being with us on the show. We'll look forward to Wednesday night at the Italian American Community Center for the kickoff dinner, and then Saturday night, 7 o'clock, the Flash and the Thorns. There really isn't much more to say. It's the two best teams in women's soccer. You got to come out and see it. Courtney, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you Wednesday at the dinner.
Not a problem. Thank you. Look forward to it.
Bye-bye. Courtney Wetzel here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And the Flash in Portland Saturday night, Salem Stadium, 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets, 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Next up, we'll turn our attention across the pond with Dick Howard, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. The International Report next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK, the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are on the road for back-to-back matches this weekend. The Rhinos face Richmond Friday at 7 and Wilmington on Saturday at 7:30. You can watch both matches by visiting uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium Saturday, May 10th, to face the defending USL Pro champs Orlando City with kickoff at 7:05. It's the annual salute to soccer moms, and all fans will receive a Rhinos team photo. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhino's office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhino's tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo. Call 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. And Scolo is spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. And Enzo will take great care of you. His staff is a top of the line. And so give him a call, 244-2130. Dick, how are things up in Toronto today?
Well, not too bad, but you and Joe must be smiling with recent results.
Yes, let's talk about today's results because we always want to be topical. And a big win for Juventus today at Sassuolo, 3-1. Sassuolo took an early lead in that match, and the fans there, you gotta hope that they stay up in Serie A. They're just above the relegation zone. They took a ninth-minute lead through Simone Zaza, but then it was Juventus with three goals from Tevez, Marchisio, and Loriente. And it's pretty much now all done in Serie A. 8-point lead, yeah, with three matches left for Juve. Even though they play Roma, any other win for them will clinch the title.
No, just three cracking goals. But you're right, Sassuolo looked so good. And, you know, it was a really wet conditions, and they went ahead with that goal of the near post that got past Gianluigi Buffon. And you thought, uh-oh, could be an upset. But the quality of the goals by Juventus were just superb, and they were well in control by the end of the game. But you're quite right, when you look at a small team like Sassuolo, they're battling, I think, with Bologna to stay up. You hope that with a performance like that against any other team, they will get a result.
That's right. They said that Sassuolo's the whole population of their city or their town could fit inside the Olympic Stadium. So that's how small this city is. But it's a tremendous story, and they have one home match left against Genoa, and they have to go to Fiorentina and Milan in their last match. It's not going to be easy for them to stay up, but we'll see what happens. The other match today, Dick, I know not a result that you were probably hoping for. Arsenal with a very easy 3-0 win over Newcastle,
yeah,
and it's very close to Arsenal clinching the fourth and final Champions League spot, but it's not over yet, but it doesn't look too good for Everton right now.
No, they were total control today, weren't they, Arsenal, with regards to that, against a disappointing Newcastle team. They, you know, on the road, they're just dreadful, and certainly glad that they got some wins at the early part of the season, because in recent weeks they've not been performing at all well. But no, you're right, I'm still recovering from those two own goals that gave Southampton the win over Everton at the weekend. Just incredible, you know, and when you see that happening. But it happened. I looked at, you know, Villarreal against Barcelona again, two OGs, and always tough for goaltenders when you've got to try and defend against headers or clearances by your own players or shots on goal.
That's absolutely true. And Everton, though, we talked a little while ago. We said there'd be two matches. I said there'd be two matches that were going to decide the championship. We had one yesterday, Chelsea and Liverpool. We'll talk about that in a second. The other one is coming up next Monday, Everton hosting Manchester City. Actually, it's next Saturday, sorry. I'm thinking Liverpool actually plays on Monday. Next Saturday, it's Everton hosting Manchester City. Really the last hurdle for City to win the championship in all reality. I mean, you never know what might happen in their final two matches, but Everton's going to certainly be their toughest opponent.
They're from Liverpool. They're neighbours across Stanley Park. If they can do them a favour by getting a good result against Manchester City, I'm sure that there'll be a bottle of champagne sent over to Goodison Park if that's the case, and Liverpool win the championship. But it certainly is going to be a key game. The other games that the teams have are relatively easy, but that's going to be the clincher. And, of course, what about that win on Sunday? Unbelievable.
You know, you have to say, whether you like Jose Mourinho or not, the man is the best psychologist I think I've ever seen as a head coach.
I tell you. And you know the one thing that really got me, and it should have been spotted by the referee, that situation early in the game, which was close to a minute to put the ball back into play, the time wasting that went on to disrupt Liverpool should really have been spotted by the referee, because it was so blatant. And then with parking two buses to try and get the shots on goal, and it was difficult. But you've got to go around the edge. You've got to get quality in distance shooting. You've got to use your set plays. Liverpool didn't. And the one player that we all feel for, of course, Steven Gerrard, how many times has he just received a ball played to him from 10 yards away? You know, the first touch and then the slip. And bump ball in the back of the net, right in front of the cop. Unbelievable. He must have been devastated just before half time when that goal was scored, because that was a turning point, wasn't it?
It certainly was, but you got to give Chelsea. I mean, Liverpool knew what they were going to do. Chelsea was going to do. They knew they were going to play a defensive game, look to nick a goal, and get away with a 1-0 win. And it was a 1-0 win up until the very end. I mean, when Liverpool pushed everybody.
The goal that Gerrard conceded basically was the key one. But you're right, and as you say, knowing how Jose Mourinho thinks and what he did against Atletico Madrid, you know, with setting out his stall with his organisation, and you have to give him credit. But I was very disappointed with Liverpool's attempts to broach that. I thought the quality of the crosses against a 6'4" goalkeeper, you know, things like this just went on. You don't put the ball up. Suarez is not going to get too many goals with his head.
He certainly isn't. But you got to say, Mark Schwarzer, what a story this is. 41 years old, The Australian, having come in for the injured Petrček, was out now for the rest of the season. It's on his shoulders now.
Played well.
And you know very well as a goalkeeper, you put into a situation like this, and it's good that Chelsea has a veteran like Schwarzer to come in, because Hidalgo is not a top-level keeper, but Schwarzer...
Mark Schwarzer has shown over the years, you know, both for these clubs and for, obviously, for Australia, that he's a quality goalkeeper. And to come off the bench and do as he did, maybe was culpable with one of the goals against Sunderland, but certainly with the Atletico Madrid situation and going into Anfield and getting a shutout was tremendous performance.
Certainly. And you mentioned the Champions League. First game will be Tuesday. Real Madrid and Bayern Munich in Munich. Real up 1-0. Bayern has not been playing very well. Real came through with a win on the weekend, even though they're probably out of the title race at this point, unless Atletico really slips up. But, I mean, you think in a regular situation, Bayern would be able to overcome a one-goal difference. But, you know, the shutout is important, because if Real can score, that means Bayern has to score three. And that's not going to be easy against a great...
No, it's going to be interesting. And the thing, of course, Bayern fans are saying, well, they've never lost a home match against Real Madrid, 1-8 and drawn 1 in the 9 matches in Munich, so they hope that will continue. Key thing, Andrew, would be the first goal. Because if Real get that goal and then, you know, put the real pressure on Bayern, I think that they'll come through. But if Bayern can get an early goal to level everything, I think they can come through. But it's going to be, a tremendous clash, as will the game on Wednesday, of course.
That game has got me worried, honestly, because it was such...
You're a bit concerned, are you, about Atleti?
I am concerned.
They're going to get a result at Stamford Bridge?
It was such an emotional game against Liverpool, you have to wonder, can Chelsea in 4 days put together a performance, even though they're at home? And Mourinho is very difficult to beat at home, but, you know, Atletico does not have to win that match. If they can score a goal, then Chelsea must win that game. If it ends up 0-0, then it goes... We're looking at penalties. So Atletico has got a chance here. It's going to be a very interesting game. I'm wondering, you know, again, I've got my concerns about this, but if Chelsea gets an early goal, it's going to make it.
Yeah, I think the first goal in both the games, Andrew, are going to be critical, because you're not going to get many goals in games of this quality. And, you know, defensive organization, the quality of the goalkeeping. So I don't expect too many goals, and that's why, as I say, the first goal can really give a boost, and that's where I see with Bayern. I think Bayern can squeak through with a win in the Allianz.
Well, it's going to be very. I'm looking forward to these two matches. It's going to be high drama, as they say.
A Madrid derby. What about that? That would be something, wouldn't it? A Madrid derby in the Estadio de Luz in Lisbon. That's what all Spanish fans, I'm sure, would want to see.
I personally want to see Real and Chelsea. Mourinho against his old team. I mean,
permutation would be a classic, you know, won't it? Because of the quality of the individuals playing for these teams and the quality of the coaching, everything from top to bottom, it's very, very close. They're very evenly matched, all four teams.
Yep. A couple quick things before we go, Dick. Big announcement in Australia. Alessandro Del Piero has announced that he is leaving Sydney FC, the great Italian star, played so many years for Juventus and for the Italian national team. Rumors are he may be coming to Major League Soccer. Have you heard anything about that? And if he does come here, I mean, I would think Montreal or Toronto would be or New York. You know, the Red Bulls might be the place for him, where the big Italian communities are.
Yeah, I think if you mentioned Montreal and that, given their very poor start to the season, could well be the destination. New York, I don't know about New York. Or Toronto, I would not say, you know, that Toronto FC would need a player of his caliber. But certainly Montreal, if I was a betting man, I'd maybe put money on it. If he comes to MLS, that's where he'll end up. Joey Saputo would love to have a player of his quality stepping out at Saputo Stadium.
Del Piero in the same lineup, that would be something to see.
Yeah, no, it's a good point there. And, you know, I don't know if Joe knows anything from his Italian connections, but if he was to come, obviously, and play in MLS, it would be tremendous for the league.
Every Italian, I think, would come out to see him. I would love to. I'm planning on that trip to Toronto in October. If he does sign for Montreal, and I get to see him play at BMO Field, that would be an impossible. I may be able to get into the press box for that. But one other announcement that just came over. It said, looks like on Thursday there's going to be a big announcement that CONCACAF and CONMEBOL are going to announced that the 2016 Copa America will be held in the United States, and it will involve both CONCACAF and CONMEBOL South American teams. And, boy, that would be quite a celebration of soccer in the United States if that happens.
It's great for the game. You know, I think since Jeffrey Webb took over as president of CONCACAF, he's been absolutely superb in getting these alliances. He's just had one with UEFA. With regards to technical developments and many other matters, I think it's the logical progression, North and South America and Central America, with regards to a tournament. And I really do applaud the job that he's done. And this is just one example of the kinds of things that are making CONCACAF football, CONCACAF soccer, better and better all the time. And it's great to hear. And I look forward to the announcement later this week.
Well, it's supposed to be U.S. and Mexico and then four other teams. I'm sure, Dick, you'd love to see Canada in that tournament if it happened.
It would be great. It would be great for the game. And many people say, you know, there's maybe too many confederations. There's six already in FIFA. Well, a logical alliance would obviously be with CONCACAF and CONMEBOL, the two Americas. But, good things are happening. And certainly being played in the States, given the ethnic alliances in each of the cities, is bound to be a real hit.
But there'll be something to look forward to. But We got lots of coming up in the next week, Dick. It should be a great time for soccer fans tomorrow and Wednesday, and finishing up of the seasons in the domestic leagues, and then the World Cup, just a few weeks away. Boy,
that's right.
Dick, thanks so
much. And there's also a big
match
at Sellers Stadium later this week. I look forward to coming maybe to Rochester and watching the confrontation with the Flash against the Portland Thorns. And seeing one of the top, an outstanding female goalkeeper, you know, and Eddie Nangere is certainly outstanding. And obviously seeing Christine Sinclair would be also a real bonus. So I hope to see you guys later on this week.
Well, that would be great, Dick. We look forward to seeing you on the weekend. We'll definitely have to go out to breakfast again like we did the last time. A little warmer this time, though, hopefully. Thanks again.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Lots to talk about. Take care, Andrew and Joe.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We always appreciate and thank Dick for all of his time and effort with our show. And it's a great, great segment. We always love to have Dick on. Coming up next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, we'll talk to Pat McMahon of the Rochester Rhinos. As the Rhinos coming off a big win on Sunday, go to the road for two matches on the weekend. We'll talk about that with Pat next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The voice of Liberty. WYSL. You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with, not George, but Joe Redcar Sirianni, because he's off for the rest of the show taking care of business at the Italian American Sport Club. So I'll be taking you the rest of the way. And joining us right now from the Rochester Rhinos, native of the Chicago area and went to school in Chicago and just was on the field in Chicago with the Rhinos against the Chicago Fire Reserves, and of course was one of the big heroes of the game yesterday against Charleston with a last-second clearance to salvage the 1-0 win for the Rhinos. We're joined by Pat McMahon, and Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos are on the road this weekend for two matches, Friday against Richmond at 7 p.m. and then Wilmington on Saturday at 7:30. The next home game is next Saturday, the 10th of May, against Orlando City, the defending champions, 7:05 kickoff. Call 454-KICK or to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets or to get the links to watch this weekend's matches. Pat, welcome to the show and welcome to Rochester. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
That's my pleasure, and congratulations on the big win yesterday. I know it's great to get a first win in front of your home fans, and boy, you had a big saving clearance at the end of that game against the Charleston Battery. Tell us about what happened on that play. It was a corner kick, and tell us what happened from there.
Yeah, it was a corner kick. I know our keeper was coming out, and then heard him call like it was going over him or something like that. So as a defender, usually if you hear that, your goalie's out, you just drop back on the line. And then luckily the guy's header was basically coming straight at me, so it was almost a reaction and was able to just pop it out. So
thank goodness for quick reactions. That's an excellent save, and I had you as one of my players in the game yesterday, calling the game with Joe Giuliano, and you've really stepped in as one of the new guys into the team and playing on the outside in the back, and looking at your career, you really took the long road from Chicago to get to Rochester through Australia and Sweden. Tell us about the experiences playing in those two countries.
Yeah, it was good. I had an opportunity down in Australia when I first left school, basically. So decided, you know, keep playing and see what I can do there. So the league down there is pretty good. Down in Brisbane, it's just like a city league. They're a semi-pro, and then was down there for 2 years. Got some good experience, good playing experience. Then I decided I wanted to move on to try and keep going higher. So went back to Chicago and then was able to get on this traveling team, Bridges FC, that goes over to Europe, takes a team, and then hopes to sign players over there. So then I was able to sign over in Sweden, and the Swedish league is really good. It was the second tier there, the second division. So that definitely helped me grow as a player and being able to do the professional environment of, you know, day in, day out, going in and training. So yeah, it was good. And then I'm glad something worked out closer to home. So I heard the Rochester Rhinos is a great program. So decided to come here and give it a shot.
And the rest is history, as they say. And we're here with Pat McMahon of the Rhinos. And the Rhinos, again, next home game is next Saturday against Orlando City, a team the Rhinos have played once this year and down in Orlando and dropped a 3-1 decision. But you guys have a big weekend coming up. And, Pat, it's probably something new for you, playing back-to-back matches. They don't do that in any other country or any other league except, I believe, the USL Pro League. So what are you guys doing as a team to prepare to play Friday night and then have to turn around and play again on Saturday?
It'll just be, you know, we got to make sure that we have enough players for the trip. I'm sure there'll be obviously lineup changes in between the two games, so it's basically just getting back to work this week, making sure all the players are healthy, getting a good week of training, and then just obviously after the first game it's about getting recovery for the following day. But yeah, it should be interesting doing back-to-back games.
It's something I say. I wish they would change that. I understand why they do it in the league, but I wish at least there would be a day between games, because it just isn't fair. For every player I've talked to, it's difficult to do something like this as a soccer player. But that's another that's a discussion for another time and another place. But I want to ask you about you're again from the Chicago area, and you played at University of Illinois Chicago. What was it like for you to play at Toyota Park against the Fire Reserves? I guess your hometown MLS team.
Yeah, that was a great experience. Growing up, I'd go to the games. They were usually down at Soldier Field, and then they built that stadium out in Bridgeview. So, yeah, going back home, it was great. I'm glad I was able to work my way into the starting lineup and get a chance there. Obviously, I had my family out and friends, so it was good being able to play in front of them again since I've been gone. Like, as you said, like Sweden and Australia, they haven't really been able to see me play. So it was definitely a good experience to play in front of them.
And two straight clean sheets. I'm sure you as a defender and all your fellow defenders and John McCarthy in goal, you guys are very happy that the Rhinos have kept the ball out of the back of the net the last couple of games.
Yeah, that's big for a defender. I mean, clean sheets, obviously, that's what you work for. So, but team effort. Bob's really focuses on team defense and all that. So I think it's slowly coming together, and we're able to keep the ball out of the net. So.
Well, Pat, we're looking forward to seeing you guys on the internet for the next couple of games, Friday night and Saturday night. I guess I'll be watching the Rhinos while I'm in the press box covering the Flash on Saturday, but looking forward to next Saturday night against Orlando. It's always a great matchup against the Lions. They put out a tremendous team every year, and look forward to call that game with Joe Giuliano. So wish you guys the best of luck over the weekend, and hopefully you come back with 6 points.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Thanks very much for being with us, Pat. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Right, Pat bye-bye. McMahon of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll come back and talk with Michael Lewis and the big 10th anniversary of Big Apple Soccer. It is today, Monday, the 28th of April. So Michael will be on with us, the editor of Big Apple Soccer. We'll do a little bit of reminiscing and talk about some other things that are going on around U.S. soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
The Rochester Rhinos are on the road for back-to-back matches this weekend. The Rhinos face Richmond Friday at 7 and Wilmington on Saturday at 7:30. You can watch both matches by visiting uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium Saturday, May 10th, to face the defending USL Pro champs, Orlando City, with kickoff at 7:05. It's the annual salute to soccer moms, and all fans will receive a Rhinos team photo. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for a second straight year. 2014 through 2015 Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK to purchase your tickets today. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store or visit their website at www.salin.com, spelled S-A-H-L-E-N. Michael, congratulations to you and to all everybody associated with Big Apple Soccer. 10 years today, it's what a great accomplishment, and we're so proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. When we started this website a decade ago, all we wanted to do was get out soccer news to fans in the New York metropolitan area. And, you know, you don't have any goals. You don't know how long you're going to last. If people are going to view you, if you're going to get advertising. And I think we've been fortunate and very blessed to have both. And it's a lot of hard work, sweat, some tears once in a while, a lot of late nights, but I would like to think it's been worth it. And we don't have a humongous staff, but it's a hard-working, talented staff that does what it's supposed to do, get out soccer news in the New York area. Things have changed dramatically in the last 10 years. There's so much more out there that we could barely keep up with it sometimes. And since then, there have been a lot more websites popping up, which I think demonstrates the growth of the sport in this country. But hopefully we'll be around for at least another 10 years, if not more.
Well, I'm not sure if you have anything to do with it. You'll be around for a long, long time. And looking at the site right now, again, it's BigAppleSoccer.com. The very first story was about Eddie Pope and the U.S. beating Mexico 1-0 in a friendly match in Dallas. And any win over Mexico, obviously, is a big deal. But Eddie Pope was playing for the then-called Metro Stars now the Red Bulls, of course. But what were some of the biggest stories that you've covered in Big Apple Soccer?
I've been thinking about that today, and I have a short list just because I haven't had enough time to think about it. The biggest story that we probably ever broke was the Metro Stars being sold to Red Bull. I was actually covering the U.S. In Germany in an international friendly in early March 2006, and I found out when I was in Kaiserslautern after the game that night from one source. And the thing is, I wasn't going to go without having at least two, maybe three sources, because it was so crazy that they're going to be sold to a foreign concern. And I had a sit on this story, and when I say sit on it, that means going across the Atlantic until I got home, and then I started making calls to my sources, and I actually got 4 to 5 sources on this. I didn't get the usual two, but it was literally multiple sources, and that's probably the biggest story we ever broke. Saying that, other stories that we have covered through the years, the Red Bulls moving from Giant Stadium to their own arena, Red Bull Arena, which it was a major game changer on so many different levels for the team and also for soccer in this area. I hate to be on the Red Bulls track again, but you have to call call it their incredible Cinderella run as an also ran team in the regular season, but they got caught fire in the playoffs. And went all the way to the MLS Cup final at what is now called the Sub-Hub Center against Columbus, and the Crew were deserved winners. They were the best team that year and that day, 3-1. Those are three stories that come to mind off the top of my head. I have some favorite ones that I've written that people might not remember, but we'll talk about that another time.
Well, certainly you're going to be very busy with the Cosmos now doing as well as they're doing, and FC New York City FC starting next year, and in Major League Soccer, you guys are going to be just cranking out the stories, and this little event called the World Cup, I'm sure, will be another event that's going to happen, that's going to be covered largely in the BigAppleSoccer.com pages. But we talked about this with Dick. I don't know if you saw the news or the announcement that's coming, that it looks like the Copa America tournament is going to be held in the United States in 2016 with the U.S., Mexico, and other CONCACAF countries involved, and one of the venues will be MetLife Stadium. So I'm sure that'll be an event that you will be looking forward to covering.
Definitely. There are some events that I have not covered, believe it or not, in this world. That's one of them. Even though it would be in the United States, it still will be Copa America in America, North America. So I'd definitely be looking forward to that. Anything to cover a high level of soccer is exciting. I just hope the teams bring their A teams to this event, and not their A/B or B teams to it. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And also going to be a lot of fun is the U.S. Open Cup. They had some big announcements over the past week. There's going to be 80 teams this year. As a matter of fact, the 80th team has been announced. It's our Corinthians over Juventus Black. And never heard of either. I've heard of the teams that have called that in Brazil and Italy, but not the ones in America. But a number of teams based in New York will be in this tournament. And, of course, the one I think I'm looking forward to is the Cosmos, and knocking on wood and hoping there's a Cosmos Rhinos match coming up in the third round of the Open Cup if the teams get paired against each other, and that would be something for both cities, I think, to be very happy for a matchup like that.
No, definitely. In fact, I was talking to Eric
Stover.
Stover, I'm sorry, I had a brain fart there for a minute. I was talking to him last week, and if the Cosmos do host a third-round match, they would be playing at St. John's University, not at Hofstra, because of that facility not being available. So, who knows, maybe the game is played in Rochester. That would be interesting, the Cosmos returning to Rochester, albeit not the same Cosmos team as it was 30, 40 years ago, but still the Cosmos playing in Rochester again.
It would be something that would be hugely covered, and so much nostalgia, because the Cosmos came here every year in the North American Soccer League, because the Lancers and the Cosmos were in the same division. They once played the New York Cup between the two franchises back in the day to determine the best team in New York State. And of course, Carlos Mendez, the captain of the Cosmos, is a former member of the Rhinos and a very popular player in his couple of years here. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. You don't know what's going to happen, but quick before you go, big news out of the Red Bulls: the player of the week in Major League Soccer, Bradley Wright Phillips, 4 goals in 2 games. Can't do much better than that.
No, you can't. I mean, I don't think anyone saw his hat trick coming last week. I think he had scored two, maybe 3 goals total for the team in about a dozen appearances before that. But sometimes, about forwards, they get hot for the craziest reasons, and he scored an obvious key goal, an equalizing goal against Columbus that gave him a point on the road, and all of a sudden people are forgetting about the Red Bulls' slow start, in which they were winless in their first 6 games. Now they've accrued 7 points in their last 9 games. Obviously one of the hottest teams in the league right now, and they're not firing on all cylinders, but they're definitely doing more than enough to win at the moment. But Bradley Wright Phillips has been a major reason why, playing off of Thierry Henry up front. So when you have a player who could put away the ball once in a while playing next to Henry, that's got to open things up a bit to the Frenchman.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, again, congratulations on the success of Big Apple Soccer. And let's keep our fingers crossed for May 28th would be the game if it happens, the Rhinos and the Cosmos. We'll see what happens. But, again, congratulations and wish the best to all your staff and your family. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Great. Thank you very much. And I know my staff would say thank you as well. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and that's going to do it for our show tonight. We want to thank our guests, Pat McMahon of the Rochester Rhinos and Courtney Wetzel of the Western New York Flash, also Jackie Maynard and Mike Cipolla from the Flash with Aaron Lyons, and Jake Stanton, Dave Slinsky, and Pat Erkley from the Rhinos. Again, the Flash open their season at home this Saturday, 7 p.m. against the defending champion Portland Thorns. 454 Kick to get your tickets or go to WNYFlash.com. Rhinos' next home match next Saturday against Orlando. 7:05 kickoff. It's been Andrew Battisti with Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo pushing the buttons at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.